This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Christmas Eve. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage young people. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive someone. Listen. Apologize. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh. Laugh a bit more. And then laugh even more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. And then speak it still once more. I received that card from a listener 21 years ago, and every year from that year to this year, at some point in Christmas machinations, discussions, I managed to get it in. I think it's a fabulous way to start an hour. Certainly better, Victoria, than talking about the government shutdown, which is also a trending. Christmas is trending. And the government shut down, no Christmas tree. This isn't going to do anybody any good politically, I don't think, reputation-wise. But anyway, why don't you give us the update, if you have it handy by, if you think there's something that's more important that's trending, help yourself. It's your show, Victoria. Take away.
Well, I do think that people are probably concerned in terms of how it will affect them. And so the national Christmas tree, as Kara just told us, is dark, which is something that I don't think anyone ever thought would be affected by a government shutdown or a partial government shutdown, which is what we technically have. 800,000 federal employees are impacted by this. 420,000 government workers will be they will continue to work, but without pay. And so in the partial shutdown, the way that works, if there is no agreement by Thursday, then it looks like we're just going to be in a shutdown phase until the new Congress comes in January, and then they can actually vote to reopen the government, which is probably what they will do, and at that time they will also vote on back pay for all these federal, these 420,000 government workers who will have to continue to work without pay until then. So it's not a great situation for anybody, and I don't think anyone wants this. Apparently over the weekend, Vice President Pence and Chuck Schumer were in meetings several different times, just the two of them trying to come up with a solution for this. President Trump canceled his trip down to Mar-a-Lago in light of this shutdown, so we'll see. It seems that from everything I've read, though, no one has been able to negotiate any of the sticking points. So President Trump wants $5 billion for the wall. Mike Pence came in, said he would give $2.5 billion plus a lot of other restrictions that got rejected by Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer went back in with another offer. That got rejected by Mike Pence, so we're kind of going in circles. As a friend of mine from the South says, we've got one oar in the water.
That's the round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. In a manner of speaking. So it is, it's nonsense. It's foolishness. And it's not something I want to really focus on the day before Christmas, but it is something that's a reality. And it will affect people here and there. What it is that, how it affects you may not be the same as it affects somebody else. The unions and their agreements with the government. There are those. It's just, I don't know. It's annoying.
Well, for travel, though, because that's on a lot of people's minds, yep. Amtrak, which is a federally owned corporation, that will be open. The Federal Railroad Administration inspectors will also be continuing to work. Customs and Border Protection checkpoints will be up and running. They remain open for international travelers. The State Department will continue processing passports, and the TSA will be open to screen passengers as usual in all of airports. The FAA says they will continue to have all their air traffic controllers directing planes, which is good. So that's the one job you don't want, you know, the fill-ins working on, especially over Christmas. And mm-hmm. so it looks like travel will be okay if people are heading out. A lot of people head out today flying, you know, across the country or driving. So
yeah, a lot
that's
of
probably
traffic.
The most important thing.
Mm. Not many
There'll
people are working
traffic,
today. This is the second most vacationed week of the year. 4th of July week being number one, Christmas week number two. So if you get 2 weeks vacation a year, you're likely to take that. You're more likely, according to the stats anyway, take off 4th of July week, take off Christmas week. Certainly the retail businesses will be hopping, trying to get to a mall yesterday. I don't know what they say about using online assets, but I went by four or five malls yesterday. I'm glad I wasn't there. I'm glad I wasn't going in. Not that it's bad. It's good. A lot of business. It's awesome that people are spending and feeling as good as they do about the economy. Are people ticked about the shutdown? Yeah, because it's so unnecessary. Either side, you know, you can say, oh, I want to have the wall. Okay. Yeah, maybe there's another way of doing it. And then on the other, it's sickening that these people cannot act as adults. That's really what it is. It's either side trying to take positions, thinking of themselves and their political gain. And you'd like to think of this time of year when there is so much goodwill all around, except there, apparently. And I just want to underscore the fact that these people are not getting paid this week. There's always confusion about this when there's a government shutdown. Nobody loses any money in the long run. Do they get paid if they're non-essential while this thing is going on? No. But even if they don't work, eventually the pay that they lost this week will be made up. As a matter of fact, the people who are working for the government in this circumstance get time and a half. The people who are actually working. The people who aren't working get their regular pay if they're salaried. But people who are working during the circumstances that now exist get time and a half eventually. What is annoying, for me anyway, are symbolic things like the tree. It symbolizes the nonsense that is basically befalling us. And I don't want to overcook it because it is what it is. It's what people are talking about. But come on, can't we come up with something? It's Christmas Eve, for God's sakes. It's December the 24th, Monday, on the DJV program. Tomorrow we're going to have a very, very special Christmas presentation. A lot of memories from Victoria and Kara and Jennifer and me and some other special things that are sort of tributary to the time of year, to the day that is as important as it is. And hopefully we can keep this. I've had this funny feeling. Normally, as we get closer to Christmas, I get into a charged-up mood, and I haven't really quite found that this year. I found it when my daughter and my grandson got here. I found that we've had what really it's all about. Just so much fun, just fooling around, just being grandson and grandfather. It's just been fun. And last night I put him to bed and he held on to my fingers with his little fingers and he wouldn't let me go. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of stuff that's much more important than this damn shutdown. But at any rate, it is what it is. So here's a question for I'm going to have. I don't have a prize, presents, or whatever behold you. Which name, Kara, does not belong to one of Santa's reindeer? I'm going to go through a list of names. You tell me the one that is actually not a member of the reindeer clan. All right, you ready? Comet,
mm-hmm.
Prancer, Blitzen, and Klaxon.
Klaxon. Obviously.
Yeah. Kind of silly.
But good Those try.
Yeah, I'm always trying to keep you on your toes, as it were. The other thing, I'm going to go back and forth at least for a while. The the reality of what happened as a result of this tsunami. I mean, how are we following this in Indiana, good day. In Indonesia, maybe I heard we'll wash a few things away in Indiana if we had a tsunami there from, can you imagine that, a tsunami off of Lake Michigan? Right, take care of those in Indiana. Anyway, 222 people are dead, 800 are missing as a result of the tsunami, likely triggered by a volcanic eruption in Indonesia. Spokesperson there says hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The death toll continues to rise. This Indonesia is on a fault. It's on a plate line. And the fact that there are, tsunamis are a result of either some kind of earthquake or volcanic action. And this area of the Pacific on the rim, it's known as the Ring of Fire, is an area that has a lot of seismic activity, a lot of volcanoes, that sort of thing. So this is just one of the latest disasters to rock this area. In October, remember, earthquake there, another tsunami, part of Indonesia. A lot of people died in that one. So that's the way it is in that part of the world. All right, so what do we have? I always, like, sort of, on a day like today, I hold my breath, it's breathtaking if you think about all of the ramifications of the day. It's fabulous. Think about the things that you still have to do. Maybe you're running around. Victoria, you got all your Christmas shopping done? You all set for tomorrow?
Shopping is done. Wrapping is not. I ran out of tape last night, so I have wrapping to do. I have a few things to buy for Christmas dinner, and so today will kind of be like the errand day.
So you can't go online to get that stuff.
Nope. Well, I think once free two-day shipping ended, then people started heading to the malls themselves. Right. I think that's how it works.
Maybe that's how. I didn't even think about that. Really, that's probably true, actually. All right, Carrie, you all set? What's the story with you and your family? And
I've had everything done and wrapped up for the last, like, week and a half, so I'm good to go. All of my presents are already at my parents' house. I went there over the weekend. They're under their tree.
Well, this is no fun at all.
I'm no fun because I actually got stuff for people in advance. Come on. I did go home over the weekend, though, and the line, there's a huge mall on the way home, and the line to get on the exit for that mall was, my God, it went like a mile down the road. I said, God, I would not want to be there today.
All right. I heard you had a date with Aquaman. Is that right or not?
Did I? That's a surprise to me. But sure, I wouldn't say no to that.
Play along with it for a while, Kara. Play along with a bit. Aquaman. He's actually, I forget who the guy is. He's an Australian or something, the guy who plays Aquaman?
Jason Momoa. I think he's... I don't know
is
if he's
Hawaiian?
New Zealand. He's not Hawaiian.
New Zealander?
He's from somewhere around. He's one of the islands in that area.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I thought. Anyway, a lot of women have been doing goo goo gaga stuff around him. That's sort of why I played that game. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. And so for a limited time, you can get four MyPillows, four of them, for half price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait! As they say in the ad, there's more. The money-back guarantee is extended till the 1st of March. You got nothing to lose, so go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get four pillows for the price of two.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of our favorite Christmas songs. And so, let's see, we got, which one are we doing? Victoria's first? I think we're doing Victoria's first.
Yep.
Are we not?
I guess so.
All right. So, the three favorite Christmas songs as presented by Victoria Keelan, ladies and gentlemen. You want to intro your favorite songs? You do the work because it's your list.
Well, this list is actually new this year, so these are three of the songs that I'm really loving for this year. And they kind of all have a little bit of a similar sound because they've got lots of horns. So this is Merry Merry Christmas by John Legend from his new album, A Legendary Christmas.
Which you gave me, thank you. Yes.
It's really
good. All right, let's crank this up.
Christmas time with you.
Good.
I made a little list of my favorite things to do. I count 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's amazing how you can twist words around and get different songs out of the same sort of words, right?
I mean, yeah.
The things that come out of secular Christmas tunes like this one, Merry Christmas, and a little bit of everything in this song from traditional songs. Very cool. Nicely done. John Legend and Merry Merry Christmas. Victoria's number three, her third most favorite song. So let's keep moving here.
All right, so the second one is, is White Christmas. Now, this is what I think is pretty much like the coolest version of this song. It's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing their version of White Christmas. Do you know Sharon Jones? She actually passed away earlier this year, and there were a lot of tributes to her. She was definitely in the Darlene Love, Mavis Staples kind of family, you know, of musicians. So,
yes.
But I think very underrated.
Yeah.
I
remember
cool voice.
A little of her, but I don't know the Dap Kings. The Dap Kings are a part of that family, or was that a
Hasn't
special?
Rich talked about them before, like seeing them down in New Orleans at Jazz Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That's who they are. All right. So here's number two on Victoria's list of her three favorite Christmas songs, Sharon Jones, Dap Kings, and White Christmas. All right. Here we go with number one, Victoria.
Well, it's Gwen Stefani's Jingle Bells, because I think this is my favorite version of the song.
All right. Crank this puppy up.
Vibe that she's got going on in this song too. It's so cool.
Yeah. I often, I don't know why, have in the past confused the musical sound of Gwen Stefani and Pink. Am I out of my mind? Or is there some...
No, they're both rock chicks. I think that they're... That's... Yeah. I like... Pink has a wonderful voice. I like Gwen's voice better because it's just so unique.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would say that she's not a better singer than Pink. Pink's got an incredible voice. But I always love Gwen's voice because you always know it's her. It's so unique and cool.
Really? All right. Let's see if we can figure this out here. Always know it's her voice, eh? Here's a quick question. What Christmas song contains the line, "Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation"? Ladies? No. Really? Okay.
Blanking. I don't know.
Are ye faithful? That's it.
Oh.
Hi, Merry Christmas from the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly, for you to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
Drugs are pouring in, human trafficking, so many different problems, including gangs like MS-13. We don't want them in the United States. We don't want them in our country. The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now 34 minutes after the hour. How do you do? It's Christmas Eve. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan-Karasilan. Jennifer is off today. She and Victoria traded. So Jennifer, who is trying to get caught up on a few things, including sleep, is not around today. She'll be here Wednesday. You're not here on Wednesday. Where were you on Wednesday? I've forgotten what you said. I don't.
Sleeping? I just need a day.
All right,
recovering from Christmas.
Yes, got it. So here are the top 10 things a department store Santa Claus does not want to hear from your children. You ready? You have. Actually, we could do the top 10, the big voice announcer. Or actually, Victoria, why don't you be the big voice announcer? We'll start at number 10.
Number 10.
Yes,
all right.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Remember me, kid? I'm the guy with the weak bladder. Go ahead.
Wait, the kid says this? I thought these are things that the kids aren't supposed to.
Well, I sort of did it backwards with that.
Okay.
It was better.
Santa
to hear
doesn't
it from
have the weak bladder, right?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Number 9.
You smell like supermarket gin.
Ooh. Number 8.
These are the top 10 things a department store Santa Claus doesn't want to hear from your children. Number 8. The real miracle on 34th Street would be if they accepted my mom's MasterCard.
I don't think I know any kids who would be saying these things.
Number 7.
I want a new Pontiac. Don't make Pontiacs anymore.
Okay. Number 6.
By the way, I don't want an Xbox.
What? What happens?
These are supposed to be bad. You get this. See, I shouldn't have to explain this.
Wait, he said, I don't want an Xbox?
Right. You don't want to hear this from children. I don't want an Xbox. Xboxes, aren't they supposed to still be good?
Yeah. No? Oh, Lord. Yeah. I'm so...
Number 5.
Are we on number 5?
I'm Jewish.
Okay. Number 4.
I love you, Kenny Rogers.
All right. Number 3.
Frankly, I'm just here to humor my parents.
Okay. Number 2.
While I'm talking, my mom is shoplifting.
Oh, all right. Number 1.
Mom says you're really my daddy.
Oh, boy.
No. Okay.
Was this a list from, like, 30 years ago? 40 years ago? That's what it feels like.
I want a Pontiac.
Because nobody wrote that this year.
Why?
All right. So here are the reasons grandparents should get fewer toys for their grandchildren. Everybody ready?
Ready.
This is from the journal Infant Behavior and Development. The environment with less toys, better for children. How many of us? We've all seen the impact of children. Too many toys and they run around and they don't use them. It's pointless. So people ought to be the close. We've done that with Miles here. There's not, you know, there. Because it was his birthday on Friday or Saturday. Friday? When was the 20th? Friday. 22nd, his birthday. Yeah, Saturday. So we had few presents for his birthday. And now there'd be a few from each of us for Christmas. And he's busy. The thing that he got for his birthday he seems to like the most is a marble set.
Actual marbles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. What you can do with them is really, it's been fun watching him do that. Gramps, can you come in and play marbles with me? All right. The group that was studied by people, you know, everything is research these days. You can't just have fun. It's common sense, it would seem to me anyway, not to have so many toys around. 4 toys. There were a group that had 4 toys, children, and a group that had 16 toys in this study group. This was done for Psychology Today. The children who were given fewer toys focused more, were more engaged, played more creatively, and interacted with their toys in a more varied way for longer periods of time. Which is kind of what you want, right? Get into the toys. Let's see, because we like to give toys that have some thought to it. You know, this play toys, he's a great creator of stories. You listen to him for hours. He tells stories about the cars, the tractors, the trains. Loves to make up stories with that sort of thing. In this study, there was a significant difference in the quality of the play between two toy conditions. The situation that, if you have less, obviously they're going to pay more attention to the fewer ones and make more out of them. It makes a lot more sense. Less chaos, increased focus. Cool. Simpler toys are better as well. The American Association of Pediatrics put out a report saying the best toys are non-electronic ones. That means no screens, no apps. You got it?
Well, have you ever seen a kid get a hold of, like, an old refrigerator box or something like that? It's the best gift that they've ever gotten.
Oh, yeah.
And they just play with it until it's falling apart. So it makes me laugh when people spend hundreds of dollars or all this money on kids' toys and
nonsense.
Play with it for 5 minutes.
Yep, that's it, and then they forget about it. The best toys are those that support parents and children playing, pretending, and interacting with each other. Yes, amen to that. Ford also says children do not reap the same rewards from a tablet or a screen. And then when children play with parents, the real magic happens. I can see that, feel it. He's playing with his marbles. He wants to tell me stories about the train. I got him a wooden train set also. Building blocks, those sorts of things. He got Lego. What else? He got a What's the thing that has the little holes in it, the little wheels and stuff? I forget what that's called even. I remember having them when I was a kid, but I can't remember what they're called. They have little wheels. You stick long things into them. Some of you wandering around here pretty soon, I'll try to remember what they're called. But anyway, it's being creative. I love Miles is very good at that sort of thing. What about now? You have a niece, right, Kara? Is it a niece that you have?
I have a niece and a nephew.
Both of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. How old are they?
My niece Ruby is almost 2, and then my nephew is 8.
And so, what have you done to sort of get around Christmas buying crazy, silly, nonsensical? Do you talk to your sister about what to get, or you just go get it?
Yeah, I mean, we all shared lists. So for my niece, I never buy her anything. So I did get her a cute outfit and some socks so she can run around without slipping everywhere. But they specifically didn't ask for any toys for her because she already has a whole bunch of stuff. Of course, her grandmother on my brother-in-law's side is the kind of grandmother that buys tons of stuff all the time. So I'll have to pass this study along to her.
But
my nephew, I got him kind of an interactive, it's a geography game, so he loves to go and look at like state license plates and mark them all off, so the geography game is kind of like that. I got him a book because he's starting to read different chapter books, so I always think I liked getting books when I was a kid, so I always think that those are good gifts.
Good. All right, so that's good. What about you? I'm trying to remember, because you don't really have, you and Lewis,
we don't have anybody little.
No, that's what I thought. So you have to go.
My little cousins, excuse me, are in they're under 10, but still we don't do gift exchange for, you know, that we don't do extended family stuff like that. We just do immediate family. So luckily I don't have to shop for children.
Bob just sent me, he's listening. Bob came for Christmas. Bob Kay and I have been friends for 50 years. You hear me talking about him. He's very involved in the production of the program. Has been program director of the best talk radio station in the country over his career. And he just sent me the answer to my question, Tinker Toys. That's exactly what they are.
Tinker toys. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I've heard of that. I don't know that I've seen it. I guess it sounds like it's something you construct.
Yeah, kind of like, it is. It's putting together. It's using your head. You got to put stuff together that way. So it's a, but it, thinking about the era that we're in, thinking about all of the things. Richie and I were talking on Friday about what he was getting for Juliana, his daughter, who is 12. And one of the things that she was getting is a an iPhone. And I, of course, turned up my nose at that. He's very technical. His family is very technical. He is. His children are. His wife is. So the technology kind of fits. He's one of those guys that has technology at the front door when somebody, well, you do that too, I guess, Victoria. You get a notice when somebody gets a package delivered, right? That kind of stuff? Yeah, right.
I don't know what to do with that.
No, he's got lots of tech.
His whole house is wired like a smart house.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's a little too big brother for me. Because we know, just talked about that getting hacked last week, so that's not the kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't want to go that far with it.
No. Today, Christmas Eve, 2018, the anticipation of reindeer, the pitter-patter on the roof, on our Christmas special tomorrow, you'll hear me go through, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Christmas Eve. My sister's having Christmas Eve dinner, so we're going there for Christmas Eve and tomorrow. I don't know where we're going. I haven't gone that far. I only know what the schedule is for today. I know. Obviously, there's presents. I think I might, tomorrow I might mow some hay if the weather's good, just for the fun of it, middle of the day. Do a little work on the farm. That's a tradition for me because everybody go home, don't be here, don't have to be around. And it needs to be done, I'll do it. So, anyway, Christmas Eve today is more magical for some people than it is than Christmas. Staying up late, you have caroling. We used to have in our neighborhood, and I tried to revive it, but things have changed so much. When I was a kid, I still had the original trailer that was used. We'd hook it up to a tractor, fill it up with hay, and everybody in the neighborhood would go out and sing Christmas carols on Christmas Eve. And I still have the tractor, I still have the wagon, but nobody wants to go around. I tried it, I think, maybe 8 years ago, seems to me. Maybe 2011, I think I tried it. Go hook up the tractor to the wagon and drive around the neighborhood and try to sing. No, nothing. Nobody. It just didn't work. So it didn't. Nobody wanted to. We used to go to the door and sing, go to the door, knock on the door. Nobody answered the door. It was cold as hell that night, too, I remember. So it was something. It was frustrating. It was sad, kind of. But there are some that we have. Some people go to church on Christmas Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
My
knows
parents
folks
go tonight. Yep, yeah, I think right. I think it starts at 10 tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas Eve Mass for Catholics, but a lot of churches are open. A lot of caroling in the churches. Then come home, have dinner. Some people want to wait to see if Santa Claus actually comes down. People stay up late preparing the stockings. It's Christmas Eve. It's a magical time. It really is. That mood. Christmas Eve traditions vary, too, by culture and in various countries around the world. Some families open presents on Christmas Eve. Do you do that at your house, either of you?
Growing up, we used to, because we kind of conned my parents into it, we got them to allow us to open one present on Christmas Eve, and then we had to save the rest for Christmas Day.
You have eggnog? Everybody have eggnog?
No, we're not an eggnog family. I don't like that. No.
Somebody said, there's a play, some wise guy sent me a note, what would Jesus drink on Christmas Eve? He wouldn't be drinking anything because he wasn't born until March 25th, but it's all right. This is just one of those, I've said that, people say, you always have to spoil it. It's just the historical fact is that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th in any year. This is a pagan celebration that was built around the winter solstice, and the Catholics early on stole the celebration. I think probably the 5th century is when it sort of got started, and they claimed it was the birth of Jesus until somebody said, wait a minute, look over here. This is the true record from Bethlehem. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. We'll still keep it there anyway. Does anybody go to fast food restaurants on Christmas? Does anybody eat? Unless you're by yourself. You go to Hardee's or McDonald's or Burger King.
I never have, but yeah. I'm assuming they're open probably, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those places are open. Yeah, not much else is open, though. That's one of the great things about driving around. I think last year, Brendan and I celebrated Christmas, just the two of us, because the kids were in England with some friends. So I remember driving around. We were looking. He wanted to go to the In-N-Out Burger. I don't think we found one that was open, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so Christmas in America. Let's figure out what's going to happen as you continue to celebrate and your weight goes up, 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 but you want it to go down, down, down. So what's the time-tested way of healthy weight loss? It is something that you can only get by using the products from Calitrin. Calitrin's number one ingredient is collagen, and the collagen helps your body to energize, create lean muscle. You're exercising, push out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. But maybe the ingredients are not so important. The results are what's important. And the results are you get the weight taken off. You follow the directions. And then you keep it off. That's the thing that's really most successful here. And for today only, at toploss.com, where you find Calitrin, you still get a 50% off deal using code DJV. So let's get on the program. Let's lose the weight. You heard about Calitrin on the DJV program. Go for it. Toploss.com. Get on the program and lose that weight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let's build our minds, shall we? It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program for Christmas Eve. Victoria Keelan is here to go through a couple of the items that are important, including, where is Santa Claus? Where is Santa Claus? Is he coming now? Because it is Christmas Eve in terms of time. Mm-hmm. Also around the world, it's almost
midnight.
Take
a guess where he is. Take a guess where Santa is right now. And this is based on Google's Santa Tracker, which is really, really fun and cute. And I highly recommend everybody get on their site today because it's so cute the way they do this. And so you
somewhere
can follow where
east,
Santa is.
It's somewhere over Russia or the Far East.
No, far he is he, technically right now. He has just left the Solomon Islands. So he was in New Zealand about an hour ago. He just passed Papua New Guinea, and his next stop, he's on his way right now to Micronesia.
Aha.
And so he has delivered 39,924,214 gifts so far. So on this little Santa tracker, you can see where he is on the world map, and then every time he makes a stop, you can see him emptying his backpack down a little chimney. It's very cute. But it's also great to teach kids, you know, a world map, because kids don't look at maps anymore.
Right. No,
and the other nice thing that Google has done with the Santa tracker, and you can log on to this, it's santatracker.google.com. They also have, wherever Santa is right now, they also have a countdown to where you are, so how far it'll be. Santa is currently 16 and a half hours away from me. And they have local guides, so you can see where he is right now, and you can learn about the region that he's in. So it's very educational, it's super cute, very interactive, and this is a great thing for parents and grandparents to get kids excited, because Santa's on his way to their house.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. You can track him. Let's see. It's there's a scuff that's released a new custom controller for PlayStation 4 users. Let's get the story behind the story with that.
The Geek Out.
Xbox gamers have had access to numerous options for upgraded controllers, but PlayStation 4 users haven't had such a luxury, with the exception of the third-party vendor SCUF. Now, SCUF makes very high-end controllers for Xbox, PC, and has really been the only option for PlayStation 4, and recently the company launched a new controller that can be customized to the hilt in both terms of aesthetics and performance. The SCUF Vantage is an officially licensed controller and gives gamers the wide variety of options to create the PlayStation 4 controller of their dreams, even dictating the type and size of the joysticks and buttons. The SCUF Vantage customized controller for PlayStation 4 starts at $170, and we've posted links to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, a lot of people wondering what happened to Gatwick over in England, the second largest airport in the country with all those drones. What's the update on that?
Well, yeah, so what happened was, if you missed the story, last week, around Wednesday afternoon, there were some drones spotted flying in the restricted airspace that is Gatwick Airport, that belongs to the airport, and so they suspended flights from Wednesday afternoon all the way through Friday, and this has been a huge interruption. Like you said, Doug, this is the second largest airport in England. This is, of course, the busiest travel time of the year. So the British Army was called in. They had flights diverted to other airports. Media reports were going nuts. They were trying to... They have a drone dome, which is a recently built drone defense system that apparently is supposed to intercept the drone's radio signals and redirect them away from the airport. That didn't seem to work, and no.
They had sent out those eagles.
Well, and that's something that I didn't hear about. So you had actually told me that they had birds, actual real live birds that were trained to go and get these drones. It seems dangerous because they have very sharp blades on these drones that fly around, but they arrested two people on Sunday and then ended up releasing them because they didn't find any connection. So whoever is behind these drones is still at large. They're still investigating. They say they don't believe it's terrorism. It's probably some kids with drones, and drones are just becoming a big problem for airports everywhere anyway.
Yeah,
and I think we're going to start to see a lot more of these stories, unfortunately. But they can wreak insane havoc. Look at what happened here. 2 days the airport was shut down. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is. It's so thoughtless too. What are you thinking? I mean, you aren't thinking. That's why you do it. I guess I'm going to get the bottom line of that. Yep. Victoria and Doug at 59 after the hour on the DJV program. Merry Christmas.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.